welcome back to another YouTube video or podcast episode. I wanted to give a little bit of a behind the scenes of being a self-employed holistic nutritionist. Now, sorry about this ugly dark room. I can't have my pretty office today. I sat down to record and this house is just so old and you can't even shut one of the windows. And even in my last video on podcast, you can hear like probably within 20 minutes, 10 trucks going past, rumbling the whole house. And it's just so hard to get a quiet space even when there's no one home. There's just all this outside noise and it's just really, really frustrating. So even though I was upset that I had to move house again, even though I just moved here, it's probably a blessing in disguise so I can set up a proper office if all goes to plan. So I wanted to give some insights into some stuff I do behind the scenes. Maybe you're just interested in what I do, or maybe you're wanting to start your own holistic nutrition business or something in the health coaching space and you want to know what it's like with day-to-day tasks and business planning and all that kind of thing. I've been doing this for a couple of years now and it's just the best lifestyle ever. I can't wait for Mondays. I'm just so happy to wake up in the morning and do what I love. I can pretty much create my own schedule, which not many people get the luxury to do. I can go to the gym whenever I want, eat whenever I want, wear whatever I want, and I still do like outside casual work, working in a health store, or I worked in a nightclub last year for a few months just in the weekends, which is nice to get out of the house and do a bit of socializing and just get out of your usual routine and away from the computer. So that's really awesome. And I love just being able to walk the dogs in the morning or the evening whenever I'm feeling up to it. And working for yourself just really gives yourself that luxury to plan things around how you're feeling. So sometimes you want to have really full productive days and I'll work up until 8:30 or 9 o'clock at night. And some days, like this morning, I do DJ on the side as well. I woke up and I was like, you know what? I want to record a new DJ mix for the gym. So I just got up and played music for just over an hour. And I'm going to do it again this afternoon because I can. So it's like having that freedom to do the things that really make you happy and designing your ideal day every day. So that's really awesome. Some of the harder things is that income definitely fluctuates. Sometimes you've got launches going on, sometimes you're releasing new products like a new ebook, you've created a new program, you've got all these things going on, and sometimes it can be a lot quieter and you're not getting income, but you're using that time to rejuvenate or plan or plan for the next busy season and update all of your products and services, make changes to your website, all that kind of thing. So it definitely comes in flows. Nothing's ever stable, but that's, I guess, the joy of it. When you're not working for someone, you're just like, there's a limit on how much you can do in a day when you're working for someone. But when you're working for yourself, you really have that freedom to create that the life that you want. And it is very hard. I'm not going to say that it's easy and just super awesome, but it takes a lot of work. It will test you a lot. You'll want to quit a lot. I've had so many phone calls with my best friend, my family, like, I don't think I'm cut out for this, I can't do it. And they're like, you're just gonna keep going. And there is always a light at the end of the tunnel, but it really, really does test you. And the other thing before I get into the video is that when you work for yourself, you are everything. So I am marketing, I'm accounting, I'm actually doing the nutrition work and helping my clients. And there's all these different tasks. I'm admin, I've got to do all my emails. God, you can still hear the outside noise. Go through all the accounts and do all that kind of thing. And there's just do all the social media planning. It's like such a big job list and lots of admin, but I really like the diversity of not having the same day every day. It makes life a lot more fun. So some of the stuff I've been getting up to lately, I wanted to create a new lead magnet. So I've just finished Pantry Essentials as a Nutritionist, 20 ingredients I swear by for easily managing your weight, optimizing your energy, and for gym performance as well. So if you're interested to check it out, I'll put the link in the description below, but I've just got 20 of my favorite ingredients that I like to keep in my pantry at all times. And then from the business standpoint, that's to get people to sign up to my email list, which is a way to nurture your potential clients. It's a way to offer value every week. So personally, I send out an email every Monday with different health tips or different motivational things or educational things. And it's a way just to nurture your audience and just keep that relationship alive. And I like to do it on a Monday just because it's a good way to help them start off their week on a positive note. And then also once a month, I send out a monthly newsletter. So that's a rundown of all my latest content, anything I've got at the moment, have I got any new programs, any of my latest YouTube videos I'd like them to watch, or any special deals running. So it's just like a wrap up of the month and a bit of motivation for the month ahead. And then there's a lot of admin that goes in behind that as well. I then need to update my website. I need to create the landing pages, create the description, upload it to the platform where they can download the ebook. For a lot of them, you've got to design the cover photo and everything like that. And then you've got to announce it on your social media channels and your email list. So it's like you can create this product, and then there's all this work that goes on behind the scenes trying to get it alive and get it set up in the back end. So a little bit of a life update, because I had a really quiet month during January. I actually had a call with a woman's confidence coach, and I always tell people investing in yourself is so underrated. Most general people who wake up and go to work every day, not many people actually invest in themselves, whether it's going to see a nutritionist, getting a personal trainer, getting a mindset coach, even going to therapy to get things off their chest and release past traumas and things like that. And I went to a woman's confidence coach last year, and we did, I think it went for like 4.5 hours, a massive breakthrough session of going through all these things that have happened in my past, all these things I'm holding on to anger about. And we worked through it one by one to help release everything. And she did offer a follow-up call. And I just thought of it the other day. I was like, hey, can I book in that call? Because I've been fine up until this point and I really needed to get some stuff off my chest and help make some decisions. So we sat down and had this call, and I was telling her about all these little problems in my life, about different things happening on such a surface level that I thought were the real problem. And then she peeled things back and got down to the root of the problem. And it's so funny because sometimes I get imposter syndrome quite a lot recently, even just things about my age. I'm like, if I've got a client who's way older than me coming in, how can I teach them what to do with their health if they're way older than me and they'll just look at me like this little girl? That's what I think in my head. And then I was looking at her, and she's like almost 5 years younger than me, and she's giving me life lessons and she was really, really good at it. And she's so mature for her age and so full of knowledge. So that was a really good takeaway as well. Like, age is nothing. It's about your dedication. It's about your willingness to learn and provide that knowledge and help for other people to apply to their own lives. So that was really, really interesting. I really, really enjoyed it. And I had been focusing on all of these little issues and filling my calendar and to-do list with busy tasks, like stuff that's moving the needle forward in my business. But she said to me, for the rest of the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you're not gonna like me, but you've gotta stop everything. And I was like, no, what am I gonna do with myself? I can't physically bring myself to stop this, because like I'll get bored, or like what will I do with myself this whole time? Like, I urgently need to get these things done. And she made me zoom out and focus on the fundamentals of my business. First of all, my limiting beliefs and where I want to go, creating the systems. And it's not often we step back to do the deep work. Usually we're just caught up in the busyness of day-to-day life. So I'm going to share with you a couple of money mindset things that I had, because I had to write down all of my true beliefs and just be honest with yourself, saying, I wish I could afford that. Saying, I'll have to pay for that next week, but I'd actually been saying that sentence for over a month. I'll pay for it next week, I'll pay for it next week. And it's like this repetitive cycle. And just other limiting beliefs I had around the value I provide in people's lives and the value in what I'm doing. Just being too hard on myself, really. So then I had to be honest with myself, wrote a whole page of my true thoughts around money and myself. And then I had to write a new page of my new money mindset. So I had to think of positives of each of those negative things. So starting to say, I can have anything I like in this world. And instead of saying, oh, I can't afford this or I can't have this, saying, I have everything I need right now. I've got a shelter over my head. I've got food in the pantry. I've got a car. That's all that matters, right? And I did set a very, very big goal for myself. And I put it as the alarm on my phone. I created a little pie chart graph in Excel so that I could track it throughout the month. And I was like, I truly believe this, that I can do it. And then already by the next day, the next morning, I woke up and I was like, oh, I hope it's not going to be like the last month. So already I was saying to myself that I don't believe that this is happening or that I can do it. So the key is that you really have to truly believe it, and you can't let those thoughts take over your brain. So I truly believe I can hit such and such the goal that I wrote. So it's about just rewiring your mindset. And I just wanted to say, I had a call with my mom in New Zealand as well. And I was just telling her like, I was doing this thing where I had to write down my beliefs, and then I wasn't allowed to do work all weekend, and I had to write down my new beliefs and really uncover all of that kind of thing. And she was like, oh, okay, thinking I'm just some weirdo. She had no idea what I was talking about. And I think in people's, like, I worry that, this is getting deep, I worry that my family think, why don't I just get a real job? Like, why don't I just get something random? Why aren't I working full-time in a restaurant? I already did 7 years of hospitality. I started off doing pot wash, washing pots the size of my body, like a meter in depth, doing like 800 people dinners, carrying 10 to 12 plates on one arm. I started off from the bottom, and I did that for years and years until I was absolutely exhausted. The longest I ever stayed awake, I think I was working across 2 or 3 jobs. I think I stayed awake for like 52 hours once. It was like more than 2 days. And I got to the point where I was walking into shelves, just working in this kitchen and like almost passing out. I didn't even know what I was doing anymore, to try pay for my university degree while I was on placement. I've worked freaking hard, and I just know that there's a better way to do things, and I know that it's possible. And I've got people on my wall, on my vision board, who are doing that, so that in my mind I know it's possible. So it's really about just uncovering those beliefs, knowing what impact you make on the world, and knowing what value you bring, and knowing that you are going to reach your goals, and stop doubting yourself. And another cool way I've started looking at things, I started another online job doing online coaching. So I'll talk about some of my income sources as well, because I did do a video previously about how I started my nutrition career and where I started and how I got to where I am now. And that was a while ago, and that's actually my most popular video ever by far. Like, it's had way more views than anything else I've ever created. So some of the ways I make money as a holistic nutritionist. So I work in a health store, and it's just doing like retail, like I'm unpacking stock, I'm working on the till, keeping the store tidy, slowly like starting to learn to do orders and stuff. And you don't have to be a nutritionist to do that, but it can help, because I can offer products to customers that maybe they need a script for, or just give recommendations that like a normal person can't. And I also take one-on-one consults out of the health store practitioner room, so that can be another source of income as well, just doing one-on-one. You can do this for other businesses even who are digital. Like, I know I was doing affiliate sales for a vitamin company, and they had a nutritionist on board. So if someone had questions about lifestyle or even about their vitamins, the nutritionist could hop on a call and recommend different dietary changes or how to implement it into their lifestyle to have the best effects. So you can do lots of things like that. they also hire, like companies also hire nutritionists to do a lot of copywriting and stuff. So writing blog posts that are reputable for their brand and making different recommendations on ingredients and food products that they're putting out there or how to support their clients. So there's lots of stuff that you can do, got to do with social media and just digital work at the moment, which is really, really awesome. Another thing I do is just affiliate sales. So I've signed up with a couple of companies, like a protein and greens powder company and a different one who do other holistic supplements like powder, things to help with stress and gut restore and immunity and different things like that. So it's just like health foods where if I sell it, I might incorporate it into my recipes and then just put my link on the page so that if my customers want to try it too, I do earn a small commission. It doesn't give you much, obviously, unless lots of people buy it, but it's still helpful to have on the side. And it's just a nice, authentic way to suggest things to your customers if you're already cooking with it and stuff. Like I got sent some, this wasn't an affiliate thing, but I got sent some blue spirulina, so I was making some smoothie bowls and then linking the company and stuff. So it's really easy to do things in that kind of way as well. Another thing I do is sell digital products and group programs. So I've got a few ebooks, I've got like Cassie's Kitchen Combos, my plant-based muscle building guide, and I also sell like my meal guide separately if people just want that on its own. Otherwise, I do 8-week programs, and I never want to be one of those things where it's like lose as much weight as possible and it's full of restriction and all this diet culture stuff, because I'm totally against all of that. I really, really focus on teaching people the education behind why to make certain decisions when you go to the supermarket. How do you know what to choose? What do the difference in labels mean? How do you choose more whole foods products? And that makes them more confident feeding themselves, their family, their loved ones. And it just gives them the tools and resources to be more understanding of all of this nutrition jargon, I guess, and all the tricks that they put on the front labels of things. So I really want my programs and stuff to be about education and empowerment, not like lose weight and I'll share all your photos to show that I help people do that as fast as possible, because that's not teaching you the fundamental habits to do that long term and sustainably and enjoyably. Another way you can earn money as a nutritionist is doing like guest blogging or copywriting or recommendations. So for example, I got sent some herbal tea that's meant to help with women's hormones. So I got paid to do a social media post with like a little write-up about it from a nutritionist point of view. Obviously, only do this with products that you trust. I got offered a paid job the other day and turned it down just because the product was like very, very average and not something that I would recommend as a health food. So always be genuine with your recommendations, but people might want nutritionists to write reviews or write recommendations or social media or blog articles or different things they can use in their email marketing or on their website as well. And the other one is a subscription service. So this is something I'm considering starting up this year. Whether it's like a membership site, which you would need your own platform for, and this has to be something that you stay on top of and that you really provide deep value to the people that are signed up for this, because it's not like a 8-week thing and it can be done. You need to be putting content in there the whole year, always improving it, always staying on top of it, and you need enough people to sign up to make it worthwhile your time. So that can be a really good way to get guaranteed income, but it is a lot of work and it's going to be really special. So stay tuned, because I might be starting something up like that this year. One of the other jobs I just started was doing online VIP coaching for a famous girl. So it has started slower than I thought during January, but basically she has a lot of followers online and a lot of customers every week that she can't reply to everyone herself. So I basically have to give them a call every week. We set up a time and I go through their nutrition and training with them, make any adjustments to their programs, and really just support them in all aspects of their life. Like if they're having relationship issues, maybe they are eating because they're emotional or different things like that, or maybe they're so stressed with work that they're struggling to stay on top of the consistency. So I was actually really scared for the first few calls because I'm quite introvert and I was worried. I had a bit of imposter syndrome. I was like, how am I meant to coach these people through this? And I hopped off a call today and I felt really good about it for the first time, because instead of looking at it like work and like I've got to coach them, I was like, why don't I just look at it as being their friend? I just get to be friends with people for a job and help them through anything that life throws at them. And this girl was talking to me about all these things and we're having a good chat and finally starting to feel more comfortable now that we're opening up to each other. And it's a lot more of a softer way to view it rather than viewing it like work and getting them to do the program. It's like being friends with people for a job, which is the coolest thing ever. So my task list and focus for the week, it is now Friday. I was meant to film this on Tuesday, but things happen. Luckily, I can build my own schedule so I can do it at any time. So at the moment, I'm just looking at what my true focus is for this year. So currently I've got an 8-week program that I'm offering. I've currently created a new 8-week program for miners because I live in a mining town and there isn't really anything like that available. So I thought that would be cool to do something specifically for them. So I'm just at the moment creating like marketing plans. I've got to create social media content promoting my one-on-one consults. I've got to add to my email newsletter. I've been making social media graphics that's like really worthwhile educational content, and finishing that free lead magnet so I can get more email signups and grow my audience and really nurture those relationships. And I've also been offered a couple of opportunities as well, so I've just got to figure out like my actual business plan, because I don't want to be like, this happens to me quite often. Sometimes I'll have all these things going and then they all fizzle out and then all these different things start again. But I don't want to be having my head in a million places, giving a little bit of effort to each thing. I want to have a few, like two or three main focuses kind of thing that I can put all my energy into, instead of just all of these things floating around that I'm trying to get done that never turn out to be super successful. I just want to have a few things to focus on. So I've just really been working on that plan and creating the systems as to how I'll achieve my goals, like what I want and then what are the tasks that I need to put in place to get there. And I've also been planning podcast interviews as well. The last few have just been of me. I have done some interviews in the past, which were really fun, and I feel like I'm getting finally more comfortable doing that, because the first few times, obviously, I just did a social media post about this. The first few times you do anything, it's so scary. And I'll be like, oh my God, I've got to interview this person. I'll be freaking out the whole day, especially when they're about to hop on the call. I'm like, hi, welcome to the podcast. I'm like freaking out internally having this guest on there. But I feel like I'm finally starting to feel more at ease with everything now that it's coming more naturally. And it comes with anything in life. Like, you don't want to get to the end of your life and wonder, what if I tried this? What if I went down that lane? Do everything you're interested in, and then whatever fails, fails, and whatever sticks is going to go really well if you give it your all. So always pursue your passions and always try anything that interests you. And the last thing I just wanted to touch on was the changes that happened after I went through this thing with this girl. So going through my money mindset and things, looking at my limiting beliefs. And after I went through that, because even to me, it's a little bit woo-woo, they call it, like it's a little bit spiritual. I was like, God, is this really gonna work? Or is it better just to do the jobs and get things ticked off the list? And I felt like I wasn't moving the needle forward for a month or 6 weeks. And after I went through all that stuff, suddenly I get this email, hey, I'm really interested in your program. Get another message on social media, hey, I'm really keen to sign up to this mining program that you did. Can you tell me more about it? Have a girl message me, hey, I might have a business opportunity that you might want to add on to as part of your usual business. I have another girl who we're going to do an interview of each other on both of our podcasts, which is really, really awesome and a good way to get your name and get more name out there and get more exposure. And then I had another girl who I met recently saying, hey, I just bought your plant-based muscle building guide and I'm really excited to get started. I didn't know that you could build muscle on a plant-based diet, because there's this stigma around needing to eat meat if you go to the gym. So I made a new ebook sale, and I'm like, wow, all of this has just happened in a few days just since working through my limiting beliefs. So it's crazy to see how much those things take over our minds if we don't pay attention to them regularly. So I really want to make that a more regular exercise of figuring out my blockages and creating new positive beliefs that I can truly believe to my core and making that my new reality. So that's pretty much it for today's video. I've got a few things on the horizon for this year. Basically, I've set some really big goals. I've put all my debts onto one piece of paper, laminated it, put it next to my bed. I want to get out of debt and I want to save a big goal to go towards something. And it's about putting those things right in front of your eyes, putting your idols on the wall, creating that vision board, putting them as the wallpaper on your phone, writing down your goals and referring back to them often and reflecting on your progress. And I got a planner this year. It was the most expensive planner I've ever bought, but it's got like a monthly thing where it prompts you to reflect on the month in different areas, like how are your relationships this month and your social life? How is your health this month? How is your career life going? And I never usually ask myself those questions until the end of the year. So doing it monthly is going to be really awesome for a more regular reflection. And basically, I just want this year to be my year. The year where I achieve all my goals, the year where I finally make it happen, and it turns out to be just like what I envisioned. And it is a long road, it's a long journey. It takes ages trying to build your brand. It takes ages building relationships with customers. And it's you're in it for the long game. It doesn't happen quick. And I've been there, like just wanting to quit so many times, but it's definitely worth it if it's what you love. So I'll wrap this up here. Don't forget, if you're listening on the podcast, you can watch the YouTube video with the description below, or if you're on YouTube, if you prefer to listen to things, I'll put the link to my podcast below as well. Don't forget, you can follow me on Instagram at @CassieAmber with 2 underscores. I know with my last video, I had lots of questions about like how to make money, how to go out into the industry, what to do with your qualification when you become a nutritionist, all those different things. So feel free to ask me anything. I'd be happy to give any tips or advice based on my own experience. Otherwise, thank you for coming along and listening, and I'll see you next week.